Hello, how are you? Thank you very much for joining my podcast. My name is Roberto Bueno, and I'm a photographer and a videographer. And I want to cover some programs that I'm currently using for my photography. Today, we're talking about Lightroom. Now, for those that want to take photography into another level or to the next level, and want to enhance their photos every time they take it, I suggest to look into Adobe Lightroom and start working with that program. A lot of people don't know about Lightroom, and a lot does. But those that is starting this conversation and this podcast is for those that is starting photography and want to get to know photography a little bit better and want to be a pro doing it. Go ahead into adobe.com and download or subscribe for the Lightroom version. Now, this is not sponsored by Adobe or by Lightroom. What to mean? This is just only me sharing my information, sharing the way I learn how to do this. Now, let's go ahead and jump into Lightroom. If you do have it, that's great. Thank you very much. Go ahead and jump into a Lightroom. Grab one of the photos, and we can move forward. Now, in front of me, I have a photo that I took with my iPhone. Now, let me explain to you how Lightroom works. I mean, you can download any kind of photo that you take. All right. The good thing about iPhone that it takes photos at that level. I'm not saying that you should replace your DSLR or your mirrorless camera for an iPhone, but the iPhone could do the job at a run and gun situation. Like, you know, let's just take the photo now. If you know photography, then you can take any kind of photo with any kind of device. See, the photographer is not about the person taking the picture. The photographer is not the camera or the gear that you have on your hand. It's the photographer itself, how they capture those moments. Those moments that is just natural and you can take it to that level. Now, I jump into Lightroom and I have this photo of a family. Now, the family is Lena, Valentina, and their mom, Viviana. Now, we were at a gathering. Lena came from New York to spend the Thanksgiving, so I took a photo of them while they were not looking. Now, the photo for me is really touchy because it's like a reunion. It's like they reunite, they united together, and they, you know, they're happy that she's back to Miami, Florida, even though she went back to New York thinking about moving back. Now I'm in Lightroom, so what I do is I go into my preset. Once I go into my preset, I search for those presets that I already created in the past, that I already have done in the past, and I done in other photos. And if I find something that I like, I then apply it to that. Now my presets, you know, I don't have them out there for you to get it. Maybe in the future, I might want to add a nice pack for you guys, an unzip file so you guys can go ahead and purchase it. Or I just give you guys my preset for free, and that way you guys can go ahead and enjoy it. But my preset always starts with an R&B. R&S. Rob and Sarah Images. If you want to know my images, if you want to see my photos and my work, you can always go to Instagram at Rob and Sarah Images. Okay? And you can see all the images that I have, so you guys can get to know me a little bit better. Now, I'm going through these presets and looking for that nice preset for Valentina, Lena, and Vivi. I'm trying to find that great preset. Now, preset, what is preset? Preset is those edit format that you done for the photo, and you save those format into a file that all you got to do is just click and go. Now, the preset that you add into the photo is not going to be what you want. You can adjust once you put the preset on. Okay, then we just add that. And okay, great. It looks phenomenal. No, you got to go ahead. You like that preset, but you think that the light is too high or it's too low. Let me go ahead and adjust the preset as much as possible. Now, I'm looking at some nice preset here. I think I'm going to use some of these. I found one. But I just need to find some other to see if I can simplify this as much as possible. So now that you found the preset, you go add that preset and adjust whatever you need to adjust on those preset. Now, Lightroom is a really, really transparent program, if I can put it that way. It got everything from lighting to exposure to contrast to highlights. You can adjust the shadows, the whites, the black. You can go ahead and play with the colors, with the white balance. You can customize it as much as possible. You can put some effects into it, you know, the texture, the clarity, dehaze the photo, either dark or light. You can put some vignette, if you like, on your photo and add some grain into your photo to make it look like it's an old camera. You can add details like sharpening, the noise reduction, the color noise reduction. You can optics, you can use or fix the optic, like remove chromatic aberration or enable lace correction. So you can add the lens that you use. And then they have geometry, which, you know, it can fix the photo way of angle. Now, this is a really good program for you to use. I highly suggest for you guys to go ahead and download Lightroom, because this helps us photographer to be better at what we do. I'm pretty sure that you guys would find this a really good program whatsoever. I mean, this is like a phenomenal program. Whatever program you're using, that's perfectly fine. But try the Adobe program and you guys won't regret it, because it's a really good program. Now, as soon as I go ahead and use that program, I then jump into Light Lens Correction. That's an application that I have in my iPhone that helps me with light correction, and it gives me an opportunity to do my thing. So once you already found, now at this point you found your program, you found the picture, you found everything, you're not working with the photo, and now you're adjusting the layers, you're adjusting her color of her dress. You can also adjust all the colors around the picture and then make it a little bit more life into it. Remember, it's not the gear, it's the photographer. It's not whatever gear you can use. You can use any kind of gear. It is the photographer's ability to capture those portraits or capture those moments that make you a good photographer. It's not, oh, I want to get a Canon 5D Mark IV, which is a really good camera. Really good camera, by the way. But if you don't know how to capture this moment, then the camera is nothing to work. Like, you need to learn all the aspect of all the buttons and all the settings of that camera to make sure you get a nice capture image of the subject. Like, oh yeah, you can have the most expensive camera out there, but if you don't know how to work the camera, and if you don't know how to work your subject, then you'll be a normal photographer. You'll be a normal person. Oh, let me capture a picture of you guys. And click, and it's just a normal setting itself. Not to put anyone out there down, but it's a way of tuning in and to get better in photography. If you want to get better in photography, you can always go to YouTube. find good ways for them to show you, and you go from there. Guys, I'm at my 10-minute mark. I don't want to prolong this as much as possible. I want to thank you very much for tuning in into my podcast. Remember, Lightroom, Adobe is the one that has that program. So you want to go ahead onto Adobe.com and apply your, you know, do your thing with Adobe. Or get Adobe.com or, you know, kind of get that program. Now, Adobe have Premiere Pro. That's a video editor program that I use constantly to do all my videos. And I have After Effects and other kinds of cool stuff. Now, if you're into After Effects, the graphics and all that, go ahead and download that. If you're into videos, go ahead and download Premiere Pro. If you're into Lightroom, go ahead and download that Lightroom. But if you're into all of them, download the entire pack, and it's there for you to grab. Again, this is Roberto Bueno. I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much for tuning in to my podcast. Don't have a name for it, but I'm just going to keep it Roberto Bueno's podcast. If you have any questions, any comment, please leave it down below. Add some comments, add some questions, hit some likes, share the podcast for this information. Again, I am here to help, and so you can help me as well. I'm learning just like you are. I'm nobody better, but I'm just learning like anyone else. But thank you very much, guys, for tuning in to my podcast. Up to the next time. We love you.